And that was Jonathan Head. Big changes also in Poland. For the first time since the end of communism in 1989, the country's now being ruled by a single party as opposed to a coalition. But the success of the populist National Law and Justice Party in the recent election worries some people. The defeated Prime Minister, Eva Kopacz, says the new administration could undermine civil liberties and threaten democracy. Economists also ask if Poland, which seems to have done well out of joining the European Union, is now turning its back on the outside world. Alex Duval-Smith in Warsaw reckons her local fruit and veg lady might have the answer.
The conversation starts over apples. Which variety to choose? Champion, Cortland, Lobo and Celeste, she says. All Polish. Her obvious pride in their provenance makes me realise I have to buy some. Indeed, that I shall never again leave this shop without a bag of Polish apples. That's how I get chatting to Pani Janina, as astute an observer of Poland as any political analyst. They, the analysts, are hard at work. They're trying to explain why the Poles turned their backs so decisively on the civic platform government. In 8 years, with millions of euros from the European Union, the Liberal Coalition modernised Poland. It built roads and airport terminals and bought new trains. The investors came in great numbers. Banks, superstores, assembly plants. Poland is now the sixth largest economy in the EU. Unemployment has dropped below 10%. In Warsaw, the chain cafes serve flat whites. The fashion-conscious show their ankles in hip-hugging skinny trousers, and that's just the men. Light floods the streets from shop windows, enticing you into the likes of H&M, M&S and C&A. But branding is not for Pani Janina. This is just called the shop, she says, of the fruit and veg business started by her parents in 1945. It's always been the shop. Let's go down to the shop. It's time to close the shop. That's how it is. Pani Janina is 60. Her full name is Janina Zurowska Filipek. I call her Pani Janina because Pani means lady. That's just how it is. Poland's tradition of courtesy survives the rough and tumble of modernity. The shop is tiny. There's only room for one customer at a time. You sort of sidle in, taking care not to catch the box of onions on one side or the bunch of bananas on the other. It's just you and Pani Janina and her late mother Maria watching benignly from a black and white photograph on the wall. If people are in a hurry, they can go to Carrefour, she says. But she's piqued at the thought, really. The supermarkets should be made to move outside cities to give the small businesses a chance. Until 5 years ago, Pani Janina says the neighbourhood was all small shops, butchers, bakers, everything you needed. Now there are lots of fancy restaurants where we can't afford to eat, and foreign banks and supermarkets. Pani Janina has lost many customers to the supermarkets. She's been up since six when she drove to the wholesale market and picked out her produce. Many of the residents of the neighbourhood are well-to-do. They don't want Carrefour's Spanish Granny Smiths that look like they've been varnished. They'll pay extra for Pani Janina's apples. Poland is the world's leading apple exporter. But last year, its biggest market, Russia, closed its doors in retaliation against EU sanctions over Ukraine. So buying Polish apples in Poland is like getting one up on Brussels and Moscow in one fell crunch. The new government has yet to spell out its plans, but Law and Justice has come to power by tapping into Poles' historical fear of being overrun, be it by foreign multinationals or by Brussels or Moscow. The party's message is that the country's much-vaunted economic success has mostly benefited others. Poland has become a sweatshop. Another Law and Justice tactic has been to appeal to the traditionalists in the Roman Catholic Church. Gay marriage and gender politics are given as examples of West European moral decay that threaten traditional values. Immigrants carry germs, was one campaign message from party leader Jaroslaw Kaczynski. It was pure xenophobia, of course, but it also implied that were it not for Brussels, Poland wouldn't be compelled to take 7,000 refugees. Pani Janina is not afraid of foreigners. The migrants don't want to come to Poland, they want to go to rich countries like Germany, she says. But like millions of other Poles, she would like the government to pay more attention to her apples than to the low-hanging fruit of international economic indicators.
Alex Duval-Smith in Warsaw.